vines growing there. Hegiya, still it's called a good sale. Shlemach olay eloshmo, I only sold you, that's the name of this field. And vo demiskeri karma, if that's what people call it, it's called a kerem, even though the vines may be dried up already. But since it used to be a vineyard, people still call it a vineyard, the sale's a good sale. Zero, so lemaisa, your chelik was the asplida, your chelik was the palace. The mice is still called the palace, even though maybe there's not enough light now, but a palace is still called. So therefore the sale, the chaluk, is still good. So Gemara says, Midami, is it like one to the other? When I sell you the kerem or the paradise, I've right to say what I sold you was the name. It's called that. But like who here have a right to say, when I made the chalukah is because I thought I'm going to use it the same way our father used it. Now when our father used the house, there was no wall there. Light came in. So here it is not called a good plukta. So one brother should be able to stop the other brother. Omrulei, he said back to him, Omrulei, Mar Yenuka, Omar Kishisha, Braid Rav Chizda. So the two sons of Rav Chizda, Mar Yenuka, Mar Kishisha, said to Rav Ashi that Nahadoi Latimei, Nahadoi, they go according to their reasoning. In other words, who was the one that said this halacha? It was Rav Chama. So Rav Chama is from Nahadoi, and he holds, like we'll soon see, the Yom Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, that Shmuel was from Nahadoi, that they hold. If two brothers divide up property from their father, they have a Yerusha. They don't have a right to walk through the field to go to the other field. In other words, let's say the father owned two fields, a right field and a left field, and the way the father used to get into the left field was to walk through a path on the right field. And now the two brothers divided up the karka. One took the right, one took the left. So the one that took the right field has the right, like, to stop the one that has left field from walking through his property. He does not have to give him that derech. Now that we made a chalukah, what belongs to me is mine, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine. And we don't look at it the same way your father used it, that's the way we could use it also. And the same thing, if one person now wants to build up a wall, even though it's going to block the other one's window, he's allowed to. You don't have a tiny of chalainus, one on the other, like we just said. Let's say one takes an upstairs apartment, one takes a downstairs, and usually the way you get to the upstairs is by using a ladder. If the bottom one doesn't want to let him use a ladder from his field, he has a right to stop him. And not if there's a water flow. That usually it waters both fields. Now the brother that took the field that has the water flow, he has the right to stop the other brother from using it. And v'hizaru behen shehalochas kavuasein. I just said over, from the Achron HaMashmul said, listen to these halochas, because they're real halochas. In other words, this is the way they hold in the Hadoi. So that's why Rabbi Chaman also passed before, that the first brother does not have a right to stop the second brother from building the wall. Because Lamaisa, when we made the chalukah, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Wherever the Gemara says, for Rava, my Rava says, Yesh Lehen, no, a brother has a right to go through his brother's field. In other words, he holds that the chalukah is the same way the father used it. That's what Rava says. Wherever the Loch is like of Nachman or Mashmuel know that even though the father used to use it, but now that they're divided up, each brother has a right to use his field the way he wants to. Now the Gemara says, "Ahu shtar." There was a shtar, the Yasmei, that Yisaimim had a shtar that somebody owed them money. In other words, their father lent $100 to Reuven, and then the father died. He didn't collect the money yet, so the Yisaimim have the shtar that Reuven owes them $100. Now the Nofak Alei Tavra, Reuven now came up with a receipt. He has a receipt saying that he paid up your father already. So what do we do now? Some Rav Chama Agvuya leMagvinin le with the shtar that the Yisaimim has that the Reuven owes them $100 they cannot collect or Mikra leKarinin le but you should know we do not rip up that shtar either. Why not Agvuya leMagvinin le we do not let them collect with the shtar they have the Nofek Tavra le because there's a receipt that went on about it. Mikra leKarinin le, we do not tell them to rip it up though, the Chigadli, because we have to wait, and maybe the Chigadli Yasmi, maybe when the Yisaimim become older, grow up, Dilma Maisi Raya, maybe they'll be able to bring some proof, Umarilei, and like to say that that receipt that Reuben has is forged. It's not a good receipt. So therefore, even though right now they do not know how to say that, but we have to wait, maybe they'll be able to prove it later on in life. So therefore, the shtar, we let them hold on to the shtar. Oh, Malei Ravacha Bere, the Rav Ravino. The Hilcha Samai, what's Talocha? Oh, Malei, he said like this, you should know. The Kula Hilcha Saka Rav Choma. Usually we always paskin like Rav Choma. Levam mi Tavra, excluding this last case of Tavra. Why? Tisadi Bishakru Lemechaskinan. Listen, right now there's a receipt. Right now Reuben has a receipt that Adam signed on it, that he paid up the money. So since there are Adam signing here, we're not afraid that maybe later the Yisraelim, when they grow up, they'll find something wrong with this receipt. So therefore here, Taka, we take the shtar away from the Yisraelim and like rip it up. However, Mazutra Breda Rav Mori Yomar, Pohonami Hilchasok Rav Choma. No, here also we pass like Rav Choma.
You know what?
And you know why? The Yemisa, the Tavri Miyalihu, because of really, if the receipt that Reuben has is a real good receipt, I Boile Liafuke Bechai Yavuhan, we should have known and heard about it when the father was still alive. He should have shown it then. Well, Mida Loyafka, since we did not hear anything about it, Shemaminas Yufi Zaifi, that's a little of a proof that it was only forged, that Reuben only first had this receipt written up first later after the father died. So therefore there is a Ksas Raisi here, we do see something wrong here, therefore we would leave this shtar by the Yisaimim until they grow up, and maybe later they'll be able to prove it. Now the Mishnah says, Koifin Oisoi Liv Nois Beishar, we force the people in the Chotzer to chip in together to pay money, like to have a Beishar. That's a house built right outside the Chotzer, where the Shomer, where the watchman could stay in there, to protect them from the sun. V'delis L'Chotzer, we also made the people chip in to buy a delis, to make a door, to be able to lock the Chotzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Loi kol hachatzeres ruyas lebeishar. No, not every chotzer do we force them to build a beishar. We'll see in the Gemara when yes and when not. Another locher is koifen oisai live nicely ear choyma udlosayim obriach, that we force the people living in the city to give money to chip in to build a wall around the city. Udlosam, there should be doors to the gate. Obriach, there should be a bolt there like a lock to be able to lock the door. Again, not every city needs a wall to be built around it. Some yes and some no. We'll see in the Gemara when yes and when no. Now, how long do you have to be living in the city? That you consider like the people in the city that you have to pay this tax. You have to chip in here. You have to be living there for 12 months, for a year. What about the Okono Bo Beis Bira? Let's say you bought a house there. Hareyu Kiyanshi Yir Miyad. Then you consider like a person in the city right away. You'll have to start shipping in right away. Now the Gemara says, Lameimu, you want to tell me, De Beis Shar Mal Yusi, that it's something good to have a Beis Shar like this house in front of the Chotzer. And therefore we force everybody in the Chotzer to chip in to make it. So Gemara says, Vohu Chasido, there was a Chosid. Tevi Rogel Eliyahu, Tevi Mishtoi Badei. Eliyahu used to come to talk to him. But Ovid Beishar, what happened was, once in his chotzer, he had a Beishar built there. He built up this house that the Shomer could stay in there. And Vesulei Mishtoi Badei, and Eliyahu and Ovid didn't talk to him anymore. And the reason is, Rashi says, Lefi Shemafsek Baniyim Hatzayikim V'yen Kerlum Nishma. Like if you build this house right outside the chotzer, so the aniyim that are outside screaming like for help, for money, you can't hear them anymore. So by building up this beishar, this house right outside the chotzer, you stop the aniyim from coming in. Therefore it's no good. Therefore here Eliyahu Novi stopped talking to this chosid. So the kasher is, how could our Mishnah say, you mechuyev like to build it, the chura it's something bad. So Gemara says, Lakash, there's no stira. One is where you build the house outside. If you build it outside, then it's okay. Because since it's built outside, for sure there's no lock on it, so the Oni could come in and come to the gate and scream and people hear him. But if it's done, where it's done on the inside, then it's no good. And it's Migavoi, when it's done on the inside of the Chotzer, then it's no good. Because the door is probably locked. Therefore, the Oni could come only till the door. Now, if this building, this house, like is inside the chotzer, so that stops the voice of the Oni, people won't be able to hear him. Therefore, if the house is made begavoy inside, it's no good. Our Mishnah says it's good, is Mivroi, when he's supposed to build this house outside. If it's outside, then like we said, the Oni could come inside it, and then his voice will be able to be heard. The boy is saying another territory may be Hovo Mivroi. Both cases are talking about where the house is built outside. And I'll tell you, but Kasha is no stereo. Ho the Yisle Delis, Ho the Lesle Delis. If there's a door to this house so the Oni can't get into it, then it's no good, because it keeps them out. But if there's no Delis, there's no door to it, then it's good. He boys him another terrace could be ho v'ho d'yisle delis, both times where the house is outside and it has a door. And v'lekasha, ho d'yisle paseches, ho d'lesle paseches. Like one has a handle like you could get in, and one doesn't have it, that you can't come in. So again, if it keeps out the yoni, it's bad. He boys him another terrace could be ho v'ho d'yisle paseches. Both cases there's a handle. But like Hashem, hold the pesachas today megavoy. If the pesach, the handle is inside, then it's no good, because somebody standing outside can't get in here. So again, that stops the Yoni from getting into the chotzer. People won't be able to hear him that he needs money. Hold the pesachas today mivroy. And now Mishnah is talking about where the handle is on the outside. And since the handle is on the outside, therefore the Yoni on the outside could come into this chotzer, or he could come into this house and come into the gate. So therefore, it does not stop the Yoni from receiving his tzedakah. Therefore, it's a good thing to do. Then the Mishnah says, "Koyfenois livnois beishar v'del v'chotzer." But the Shimon Gamliel says, "No, not all chotzerim are equal." So Mora says, "Tani, we learn like this." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, "Loi kol chotzerois ruyes lebeishar." Not every chotzer needs this house for the watcher to stay there. Ela chotzer has samuch l'rishus rabbim. Only if the chotzer is near the rishus rabbim, then ruyes lebeishar. Then it's fit to have the beishar, which also like blocks off that the rabbim cannot look in or come into the chotzer. But v'sheinu samuch l'rishus rabbim, if your chotzer is not near the rishus rabbim and ruyes lebeishar, then you do not need a beishar. Like since the rabbim doesn't come near there anyway, you do not need this beishar. For rabbonin, they say no. Zimnin sometimes to the chik of nei rishus rabbim v'yayli v'yosli. Sometimes the rishus rabbim, it gets crowded there, and they come to the side of rishus rabbim. So they also maybe come to look into your chotzer. Therefore, any chotzer, it's always good to have this beishar built outside. It also protects the hezekria. It also protects you that people from the outside will not be able to look inside. So that's the machlekes. Does every chotzer need a beishar? And Shimon Gamliel says no. Only a chotzer that's near the rishus rabbim. If you're not near the rishus rabbim, then like you do not need it, maybe it's better off not to have it then. Then the Mishnah says, "Koyfenois livnois liir," that we also force them to build in the city, the people in the city, to build a wall around the city. And again, the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loymer loykolayoris rias lechema." Not every city is fitting to have a chema. Ella, here in the Bryce, he explains itself. Ella ir hasmucha lesefer ruya lechema. Only a city near the frontier. If it's the first city in the place, then it's dangerous because people from the outside may come in, may attack them. Therefore, they have to have a wall around the city. But the shein hasmucha lesefer of this city is in between other cities. It's not near the frontier. Then ain't a ruya lechema. Then you do not have to have a wall around it. However, the Rabbanan hold no, every city should have a wall around it, because zimna de mikri v'yosi geisa, sometimes army may come in just to fight this city. Therefore, it's worth it that every city should have their own chayma around the city. Boy mnei Reb Lozim Reb Yochanan, he has to shout like this, kishen goivin, when they go to collect the money that everybody should pay to build the wall around the city, lifri nefoshos goyvin, to go according to how many people living in the city, and everybody has to pay the same amount. Or dilma maybe no, maybe lifri shvach mamon goyvin, we go according to how rich each person is. Thus, if you could afford more money, we make you pay more. If you can't afford so much, so we make you pay less. So that's the question. Do we go bus in the nefoshos, everybody has to pay an equal amount, or do we go bus Momin? Or Malaysia, he answered back and said, "Yishno lufi momin goyvin." We go according to how much money the person has. And Tosis really explains over here that the pshat is that since there's not a real Sekhanas Nefashos over here, we only go boss of the money. In other words, what we're afraid about is maybe the army people come in to rob you. So therefore, the more money you have, the more you have to lose. So therefore, since you have more money, we make you chip in more. But if there'll be a question, maybe they'll kill you out, so then every single Nefesh is the same amount. Then we will go according to Nefashos. And he said, like, V'Elezer B'ni, Elezer my son, Kovu Bar Mismaris, like, take it very strong. Now Rashi says, Hizru Lodin Kain, V'Letazim Memenu, make sure to pass them like this, and do not go any other way. Ika the Ami, some said this was the question. Boi minei Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Elezer asked the question from Rabbi Yechanon. Kishahen Goivin, when you go to collect the money from the people in the city to build up the wall, Lefi Kirov Batim Hengoivin, do you have to pay according to how close your house is to the wall? In other words, if your house is closer to the wall, you have more benefit from it. So you'll have to pay more. And if you live further away from the wall, it's less of a sakona, you'll pay less. Or Dilma, maybe, Lefi Mom and Goivin, no, we just depend upon how much money you own. And according to how much money you own, that's how much you have to pay. Or Malay, he said back to him, you should know, Lefi Kirav Batim Hengoivim, yes, we go after according to how close you are to the wall. The closer your house is to the wall, the more you'll have to chip in. And V'Elezer B'ni, Talagas, my son, Kovu Bo Mismaris, that's what Yechon said back.